Hey, Bob Nightingale, let's move on quickly. You're from USA Today. Has been good enough to join us because there's a bit going on in Major League Baseball with the Houston Astros, and he's going to tell us all about it. Bob, good day.
Good day. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are going very well. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Now, the Astros have been in the news recent times, of course, of the recent World Series against Washington. They weren't good enough, but in 2017 they were, and there's a scandal erupting over there. What's happening?
Well, it's a case where cheating has been going on in baseball forever. You're supposed to use your eyeballs to kind of pick up signs and tendencies and things like that. And now what Houston Astros has been accused of is using electronic equipment, which is prohibited by Major League Baseball. So now baseball wants to come down and come down hard on them. Even though they're not the only team that used electronic equipment, they're the ones everybody's looking at. So they're probably going to face the stiffest penalties ever in baseball history for a team. With the loss of money, draft picks, international bonuses, that sort of thing.
So you're saying, Bob, that they've got someone in the grandstands giving them signals about what they want should be doing with electronic signings. Is that what's happening?
Yes, and they had cameras apparently in center field, cameras in the dugout, and so it was happening even off a live TV feed. So the cameras in center field would know what the catcher is making a signal. They will let the hitters know by being in a trash can or whistling, things like that. So that's where it became prohibited, and that's why baseball wants to crack down on them.
Right. Has this ever been, has any team been caught out for this before, this sort of stuff? I imagine a World Series pennant is a good time to do it and really make a statement from Major League Baseball's perspective, but anyone been caught out with this before?
Just a little slap on the wrist for the Yankees and Boston Red Sox, also in 2017. The Boston Red Sox were using Apple Watches to send some signals to players at the plate. And the Yankees had legal use of a computer in the dugout. So that's the only time it's even come up. Very small penalties then. Baseball promised to crack down. They now have, people as security guards watching dugouts. Also in the video room. So after baseball announces, though, that's when Houston kept doing this, apparently. And that's why baseball is coming down hard and interviewing anybody and everybody associated with the Astros.
So, Bob, you mentioned, do you think it'll just be a fine or will there be suspensions? What do you think might happen?
Yeah, I think we'll see fines for sure. Ranging over or even over $1 million. I think we'll see the loss of the draft picks. And they may go all the way to the top and say, hey, you were in charge here. They may even suspend, the general manager or even manager for allowing this to happen. So anything's, everything's on the table here. If they go to suspensions, this would be, historic. It's been a long, long time, probably since, way back in the days of Leo DeRocher, when there was, manager suspended. That was for gambling allegations. Nothing ever like this.
So is this the biggest challenge that Commissioner Rob Manfred has faced in his time in charge?
Yeah, you always have a labor dispute, and we're about to have another labor dispute here in 2 years when the contract runs out. But this has got everybody up in arms, saying, well, is our 2017 World Series championship tainted? What should happen here? Certainly is tarnished. A lot of people are upset with the Astros. So I think there's going to be a lot of pressure to put down very harsh penalties here.
Right, well, it's certainly a story we'll keep across through the coming weeks, Bob. We appreciate your time. Nice to chat. Stay well.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks.